This is a tedious
throwback
open.
Thursday.
It's a great open.
I like it.
So we got this idea a couple days ago because it was the anniversary of the then St. Louis Rams drafting Michael Sam in the NFL draft. And I think the best thing about this station is just the word association that you play. Like earlier we heard Inside Edition and all of our brains went to the same drop, which was Jimmy Christopher.
Fighting through, choking.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Man, I thought I said that up well.
Only on Inside Edition.
There you go. Anyway.
So, I thought you did too, for what it's worth.
So, you hear something or read something, and then the ticket makes you think of something else along the same lines. So, when I saw that it was the anniversary of the Rams drafting Michael Sam, I could only think of one person. That was Dale Hansen. So, to get to the meat of this, we need to start with the Dale Hansen Unplugged segment on Michael Sam.
Yeah, this is the one that got him on Ellen. He had started trending in the direction of being a progressive, torchbearer for progressive issues, which hit because he's an old white guy that we all know as, you know, funny, crude, stodgy old white media man, old white media commentator.
In the South.
It was tailor-made for it to end up on Ellen, and this is the one that got him there.
Okay, so here he is, Unplugged on Michael Sam.
It was quite a weekend. That little dust-up in Lubbock Saturday night, and then yesterday, Missouri's All-American defensive end Michael Sam, the SEC's Defensive Player of the Year and expected to be a third- to fifth-round pick in the NFL draft, tells the world he's gay. The best defensive player in college football's best conference, only a third- to fifth-round NFL pick? Really? That is shocking. And I guess that other thing is, too. Michael Sam would be the first openly gay player in the NFL, says he knows there will be problems and they've already started. Several NFL officials telling Sports Illustrated it will hurt him on draft day because a gay player wouldn't be welcome in an NFL locker room. It would be uncomfortable because that's a man's world. I'm not always comfortable when a man tells me he's gay. I don't understand his world, but I do understand that he's part of mine. Civil rights activist Audre Lorde said, "It is not our differences that divide us. It is our inability to recognize, accept, and celebrate those differences. We've always been able to recognize them. Some of us accept them. And I want to believe that there will be a day when we do celebrate them. I don't know if that day's here yet. I guess we're about to find out. But when I listen to Michael Sam, I do think it's time to celebrate him now."
Okay.
The biggest stop down for me in that, because we've now heard it 10,000 times, and Dale is a guy who goes to a lot of functions and he's out in the social scene, but how often is someone just coming up to him and telling him, "Hey, I'm gay"?
"Hey, I'm gay. How are you?" You're like, "Oh, I don't know how I feel about that."
It's not zero, but
you're a part of mine, though.
No, first he's like, "No, I don't. I don't understand your world. What
I'm
is like, it
like really gay, Dale?"
Yeah, that's always jumped out at me. But
like, how many dudes do you think have told Dale first?
None.
"Dale, can you help me tell my parents?"
None.
It's not real until you go see Dale Hansen.
But you hear something like that and you think nothing of it, right?
Well, I didn't think anything of it. I don't know what you mean by that. It was a big deal because it was Dale, man. You have
I
to
didn't
remember
think it would blow up, though. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Yeah, it sounds like Dale.
I didn't think it would turn into a whole storm like it did.
And you have to remember at this time that he was big on railing against particularly the NFL and particularly the Cowboys over domestic violence, you know, because the Cowboys signed, I guess it was after that, but Greg Hardy, But Dale had already started to rail on the idea of these guys can keep jobs. So when Michael Sam came along, it was, "But this guy can't." That was kind of already part of his deal at that point. But I did not think he was going to end up on Ellen's couch.
Well, he ended up on Ellen's couch, and a wonderful P1 heard that.
No. It's not even a P1.
Yeah, I don't think it's a P1.
Really?
Just seized on this unlike anyone else in the country, and we have tried to track this guy down and have him on, and I believe he has told us no more than once.
Okay.
I think it's even cooler it's not a P1. It's a random guy.
But I can promise you there's not another radio station that has played it a thousand times.
And that goes back to my point of this station just makes... Okay. All right. Well, here's... the song is called Part of Mine.
It is not our differences that divide us. It is our inability to recognize, accept, and celebrate those differences. I'm not always comfortable when a man tells me he's gay. I don't understand his world. But I do understand that he's part of mine. Part of mine. Part of mine. I don't understand his world, but he's part of mine. Part of mine. Part of mine. I don't understand his world, but he's part of mine. And yesterday, he thinks he's been in my class. Tells the world he's gay. Tells the world he's gay, 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 gay. Michael Sam, you love another man. More comfortable with that. I don't understand his world, but he's part of mine. Part of mine. I don't understand his world, but he's part of mine. Part of mine. Part of mine. It is not our differences that divide us. They don't divide us. Divide us. Divide us. It is not our differences that divide us. They don't divide. He's part of mine. Part of mine. I don't understand his world, but he's part of mine. Part of mine. Mine. I don't understand this world, but he's part of mine.
That's one of the greatest songs ever made.
It had to take him so long to do that. And, like, here's a music video that goes along with it that's like, we are the world feeling. And you can tell it's going to be great when you hear the ukulele at the beginning. It sounds like the fat guy who sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow's playing it.
Yeah, but then you get, like, the Lumineers-style backing vocals.
Yeah, like
vocals,
background vocals. And
the clappy. I mean, I want to hear that in an arena. If we can't get the guy who made the song on the air, we should try again to see if we can get Dale to sing it at Summer Bash. All of us doing backing vocals.
Yeah, we can dance and hang in the back. I'm worried when I do meet Michael Sam, I'm going to go, Michael Sam, you love another man.
Yeah, if we have him on, you have to sing his name every time.
Right.
And just remind him that he loves another man.
Did you guys know he got back to football?
No.
Like I think he's playing in Europe.
He is. I think he's a coach there now. But he took 7 years off. And now he's a coach in NFL Europe or some sort of European football league.
The European League of Football for the Barcelona Dragons.
Cool. Did you want to play anything else, Blake?
Do you want to end with the dark side of Dale?
Yeah, so that's what was so funny about this.
Oh, boy,
What was so funny about this is that Dale spoke out on issues that he believed in, created a lot of conversation, probably changed some hearts and minds, got on Ellen, but he's still Dale.
And he still really liked being at the center of it.
And he's, of course.
Yeah.
But he also is still a guy who likes his version of humor, which doesn't always totally line up, probably, with what Ellen thinks is acceptable.
For example.
And I did have beads that I wanted to bring in tonight, but I was afraid if I gave you beads, you'd take your shirt off. Cynthia may
good
be.
Good thinking.
Cynthia.
There is a precedent for that. The lovely Mrs. Hansen and I went to New Orleans several years ago. They started hollering, you know, the show me thing and about the beads.
Yeah.
And I came back with about 9 beads, and she got none. I have no idea why that was. I don't think that was a compliment for either one of us.
Yeah, you get it.
Let me get to it.
Hey, Pete, Izzy, you know what I'm saying. You've seen it.
The skirt over there.
There's more.
So tomorrow's Valentine's
Yep.
Day.
Yep.
Did you get the lovely Mrs. Hanson?
I did.
You got her a gift?
I did.
All right.
I got her 6 chickens in a box.
Chickens?
Live chickens.
Live chickens, yeah. Because, well, she's been having trouble getting my breakfast ready in the morning because these chickens have not been laying a lot of eggs. And I was getting tired of it, so I said, I'm just going to get you some more chickens so you can get it food in your I'm not going to sit there.
Is she still on crutches?
I'm not going to sit there. Well, she was actually bringing my plate in and the crutch slipped the other day.
Oh,
I mean, it was ridiculous.
I'm not walking
all the way to the kitchen to get my own plate.
Well,
that's her job.
You shouldn't have to.
It takes forever. Now we've got more chicken, so the eggs will be coming even faster. All right.
More chickens. That's what Dale doesn't understand. In his world, he's got June Cleaver with him, and Michael Sam's just doesn't have any of that.
Yeah.
Let me play one more. Same theme, but also a really funny transition out of it.
You walked in at 10:21. Were you guys out celebrating Valentine's Day?
Really?
And the lovely Mrs. Hanson?
Really?
Seriously?
She's actually in a very bad mood. This is true. She was trying to get to the musical tonight.
Okay.
Because I bought her season tickets. That's what I did.
Did you really?
Did you notice the traffic out there today? I mean, she couldn't get there.
Stemmons is shut down.
It was stopped on 35. Yeah. She turned around and went back home. I said, good. You'll be there in time to fix me dinner when I get there. It worked out to be a perfect Valentine's Day. Hey, the legend of Luca.
I mean, just a little casual, subservient, domestic partner humor.
I love it.
You know, as long as you're talking like that, it's funny.